teach Filipino martial arts. How do you feel that that can empower the Filipino American community?
Well, the way I teach Filipino martial arts goes beyond fighting. Mm-hmm. You know, I share part of the legacy that was taught to me, the philosophies, the mystical aspect, the spiritual aspect, and you know, there's a lot of words in there. So like some of the books that I've written have to do with definitions, so that they would be grounded in Malay words, Filipino words, also Spanish words that was part of our culture, and try to share that. The self-defense and offensive aspects of the martial arts is, you know, just one aspect. What I like to share with my students are the histories, the legends, the myths, and part of why Filipinos act the way they do, the mannerisms, the behavior, philosophy, the ways of thinking. So essentially, it's pretty holistic. I have a lot of female students, and so they like it because it empowers them. And my top student is she works out with the U.S. Olympic team, and her top instructor is with the Olympic team. So, you know, those are the levels of people that I'm involved with. And I also teach it to the police, the baton techniques, in such a way that they will not destroy whoever it is they're trying to restrain. Do it in such a way that
continuation of the martial arts.
Yeah, so essentially I was very fortunate that I learned martial arts as a child, and then as I grew up I was able to meet people who became my mentors and taught me. My dad later on shared with me his aspect of the martial arts. Actually, he held out for years because he said I was a gangster, you know, and I was always getting into fights, so he didn't want to teach it to me. But as I got older, he realized that, you know, I was ready. So he taught me the spiritual and the mystical aspect of my family's martial arts. I was very fortunate that I learned Kali from the main grandmaster of the style in the Philippines, Grandmaster Lustrissimo, who's from Bantayan Island, and also from one of his cohorts. I learned Doblete Rapillon from Grandmaster Mina, who was a buddy of Ilustrissimo. And then when I went to Cebu, I studied La Punta Arnis de Abanico from Ondo Cabernay, who was at that time the champion, Philippine champion in Arnis. You know, so I was very fortunate to have people of this level. And then later on, I met one of our relatives, who is a grandmaster of his own martial arts, which is Kina Adman. So, you know, I learned that aspect. And then later on, I learned Silat from Haji Yashir Tanajalan, who's from Mindanao. He's Yakan, from the Yakan tribe. And he shared his family style of Silat. I was exposed to Pinjak Silat, the Indonesian style, maybe 30 years ago in my younger days. And the Filipino aspect of it is similar but has its own distinct flavor. You know, because, you know, the Pinjak Silat in Indonesia, there's thousands of them. In the Philippines, you know, we have quite a few in Mindanao, but most of it is hidden. It's not shared openly to the public, you know. But I was, you know, able to utilize all of that. And then what I taught some of the most basic styles, you know. And one of them is Cinco Teros or Limang Taga, which is the five zones of offense and defense. And from that, you know, we kind of enlarged and, you know, teach the students more and more, you know, beyond the techniques.